This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. It is also the Netball Northern Ireland podcast. And why on earth don't we include the Surrey Storm podcast as well? Because we have the biggest guest. For the biggest bit of news, it's Niamh Cooper. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me.
I need a glass of water after that intro.
It's a long one.
The important thing is, named as part of the Netball Northern Ireland squad for the Com Games.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted that all became official yesterday and was announced to the public. We've known for a couple of weeks, but it's been a rollercoaster ride this year, and I'm just honoured really to be picked for Northern Ireland again. So I can't wait to get out there in green again this summer.
How's training been working in and around Super League?
So to be honest, we haven't been over much during the Super League. We had a bye weekend and I got over to training camp. But other than that, it's all my training's been based in Surrey. And with Elaine Rice back at the helm, she's been really flexible with us and has been watching the Super League matches and keeping eyes on us, checking in and that kind of thing. So we haven't actually necessarily been with the group much through the Super League. I'm actually heading back to Belfast now this week to sort of spend a period of a month or 6 weeks with the girls and be there for the training camps. So hopefully I'll get my hand back in with everybody and we can get to work towards the summer.
But she would have been travelling around games?
She watched them all on the TV, I think. Elaine's a very busy woman. She's a very high up job as a lecturer, and she obviously has the Northern Ireland team to look after and a couple of children. So she watched them all on the TV, or sometimes watched them on Huddle, the performance analysis app that we use, but nothing didn't go unwatched. So she saw what was going on.
But she'll be sending you a quick email here and there if she spotted something she liked.
Oh, well, that or the other, I didn't think you did this and this right, so maybe next time try this, so you knew that she was watching. I think that's really important because it gives you a bit of an extra boost and a bit of a motivation during the season, especially sometimes if things aren't going just as well as what you want them to go. If you know that the Northern Ireland coach is keeping a close eye, you want all your performances to be as good as possible. And also, as players at home who maybe aren't playing in the Super League, they know that the coach is keeping as tight an eye on us across the way as she is on them in person, which I think is really important. I was one of those players for a long time, so I think it's important that there's still that connection and that everybody, knows what everyone else is doing.
And she'll be accessible as well on the end of an email just to say, oh, well, what did you make of this move in this game? That kind of thing as well. So
That benefits you. I can pick up the phone to Elaine and tell her, oh, why did I play so terribly? What happened? Good to tell me.
Really nice to see that Emma's in there from Storm as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Emma had a fantastic World Cup in 2019, the last time we had a major outing with Northern Ireland. She was our main starting goal attack and performed really well. That was sort of when she burst onto the scene. And she's been working really, really hard over here in Surrey and is looking in really good shape. So I'm excited to see her put out some performances similar in the Commonwealth Games this summer, which I've no doubt she will.
And like you said, her season at Storm's gone well.
Yeah, it's gone really well. Emma's such a powerhouse. I don't have to mark her too often, but she does play wing attack as a second position. So occasionally in training, I have to come up against her and it's not fun. Like, she's fast and she's really strong. So she'll be a force to be reckoned with come the summertime. So I'm excited to see her take the court.
I'd imagine it would be quite similar to Netball World Cup for players. You'll be able to have a lot of fans actually in Birmingham there, which will make that bit of difference.
Yeah, the Commonwealth Games are so much fun, especially because you've got the other sports around. So especially with Team Northern Ireland, it's not going to be just the same this time, because I don't think there's the same sort of a village vibe as there has been the last couple of years. But you become quite close with the other athletes, so you get to know, the gymnasts, the boxers are always really good fun, the bowlers, the runners, and you start supporting them because they're from Northern Ireland and you're like, oh, what have you got today? Oh, you've got a final, brilliant. And we come and watch, and then you go and support them, and then next thing you know, you've got the whole boxing team down at the netball match cheering you on. So you have that, and then obviously with it being in Birmingham, hopefully it's going to be a bit like Liverpool, where there's a big Northern Irish contingent come over. I know I have some family coming over and a few friends coming up to watch a couple of the matches here and there, and I think all the girls will be the same. So fingers crossed, it'll be a little bit like the World Cup. I actually remember when we played Zimbabwe in 2019. I described it like playing between like a, but in the mixture of an African festival and a St. Patrick's Day parade. That's what it felt like. It was like there was so much noise from like African contingent on one side and all the Northern Irish contingent on the other side that you could barely hear yourself think, but it was brilliant. It was so good. So I'm hoping we might have a few more of those this year to sort of look forward to.
When we saw the team that was announced, maybe a few people don't know much about Georgia and Jenner in Attack. What can you tell us about their game?
Yeah, so to be honest, I think about half the team are fairly inexperienced and are breaking through, especially from our under 21 group. I played with Jenna for quite a few years and people might be aware of her sisters, Kyla and Lisa Bowman. They've represented Northern Ireland over a number of years and she's the youngest of the three sisters. She's a fantastic shooter, a holding shooter, and has played with me actually through the under 21 age group and then took a bit of a break for a few years and has come back in. She has been working really, really hard. I've been super impressed with her whenever I have gone home. So I'm really excited to see how she holds up against some, you know, major competition and big countries, because I haven't seen her out there in a wee while against those. And then Georgie is a young under 21 that has really put the work in the last couple of years, and especially in the last year, she's just transformed. She's a little bit like a younger version of Emma and has a great shot on her. So hopefully she gets a bit of an opportunity to shine in a few of the matches. And I do think that in terms of us building towards the next cycle in the next 4 years, those players are going to be really, really important, you know, that they get a bit of experience and they see what it is like to play against other international teams and what the standard's like, and that they can go back, use that experience and hopefully spearhead Northern Ireland in a couple of years' time.
She hasn't been playing Super League, but Fee's back.
Fee's back, of course. Well, Fee never went away. She just took a bit of a break from Super League. She's been playing and bossing it over in the Northern Ireland League and has obviously been at all the training sessions with Northern Ireland and really leading the group over there. So it's always fun to play with Fee. She's such an exciting athlete because she comes out with such amazing flies. So being on the defensive unit with her is always fun. So I actually really look forward to going back over there and getting back to work with that group, because it'll be a fun back end. And she is a real leader in the group. So she'll be making sure that we get straight back into it after the Super League. No rest for the wicked, as she says.
And when you see her next, no doubt Caroline will still be on a high after the weekend.
Oh, I'm sure. So that girl never stops. She's probably in training tonight, to be honest. But yeah, she's phenomenal. Like, and I was so pleased to see them come away with the win. As much as I was sad for Loughborough, like they showed such a spirited game and I felt really sorry for Ella Clark. It was such an awful thing to happen in a final, but I feel like Thunder have just dominated the whole league and Caroline has been such a core aspect of that, that they really deserve to lift the trophy. So I was so pleased for and to represent Northern Ireland, you know, and be on such a major stage, winning such a major title, not once, but she's won it twice now. It's just fantastic for our country, you know, that she can sort of show that it's doable and that younger girls should try and aim to do the same thing. So, yeah, but no doubt she's probably running sprints this morning. Like,
we need to have a quick word on Storm. I think Super League did a graphic where it was select teams, like a 4-year period on how they'd ended up and how they finished. Storm were one of those teams, and it was nice to see the improvement year on year, really.
Yeah, well, compared to last year, you know, we came in as a group together this year and there were some changes from last year in terms of personnel, and we set out some goals, and our goal actually was to come in the top 8, and with a higher achieving goal probably set in the middle of the season where we thought we're doing quite well and we could see where we can go. And to come 7th after coming 10th last year, and in a league that's been so much more competitive, you know, we came 10th last year with 9 points, but a few more points would have actually pushed us up the table last year. Whereas this year, you know, if you finished on anything under 21 points, you were in the bottom 3. So it's become so much more competitive this year, which is what we've all been asking for. As much as in the thick of it, you're like, oh, I can't believe these teams are beating these other teams and wrecking our run. But, you know, I think it's really important, because whenever spectators were sitting down to watch, you actually at times couldn't call who was going to win. So yeah, as a playing group, we were very, very pleased that we met the target that we set out, but probably felt that we could have pushed on at times and were unlucky in a couple of games that we we sort of let ourselves down in a quarter or two and lost by a few goals in the end, where we feel like we probably should have won and could have pushed on up the table a bit. But that's what next year's for. You know, we need to look back to the drawing board. I'm sure Mickey will be doing that and working hard in the off season to make sure that we're sitting hopefully a little bit higher next year.
Yes, please. The influence of Praskovia.
Oh, she's amazing, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she is. She's such an influence. I think ultimately, you know, having a big target shooter like her, who is literally just such a boss, you know, she's a machine. It doesn't matter who's marking her. She can jump higher than anybody else, and her shooting is unbelievable. But it's the presence that she has around the group as well. You know, she's such an inspiration, has been through so much in her life, let alone her netball career, that she brings and shares with everybody. And at times, you know, when maybe if the group are a bit down, or a bit, even if the opposite, if we're maybe a bit hyper or a bit, you know, celebrating too much, she'll settle everyone down, and all she has to do is speak one or two words and she has everybody engaged and everyone's listening to her. And she's either telling us, you know, not to celebrate too soon, or to you know, to look at the positives, or whatever it is. She just says it in such an amazing way that makes you just, you're listening to every single word, you know, on the edge of your seat. So she's been such an amazing influence on the squad this year. And yeah, fingers crossed she's hanging around, because I think we can do some amazing things with
certainly
her.
The difference.
Yeah, I think so.
This isn't a how was Mickey handling the pressure, but when you see head coaches, I mean, four out of the 11th have left, maybe we don't realise the efforts that goes on behind the scenes and the extra demands that they face.
Oh, it's such a hard job, Andy. I mean, yeah. I don't even think I know the half of it, to be honest with you. We only see Mickey when she turns up to training and leads the session, when she turns up to a meeting to have a chat with you, when she runs the PA, when she obviously turns up to the matches and does the pre-match chat and all of runs all the match. But you have to also bear in mind that Mickey also runs out at centre for most quarters and has to then be able to compose herself, breathe, give feedback to all the players, go back on and do the same thing. And then quite often she has to go and give an interview to Sky, and then quite often has to go and give an interview to Storm. And that's really, really difficult. And I, honest to God, have never been so impressed that one human can do all of that. So yeah, it is high pressure for those coaches. And I think the amount of work that has to go on behind the scenes is probably way above what any of us could even imagine. So I have a lot of respect for Mickey and the work that she does, because I imagine that it's probably been a bit of a learning curve in terms of, like, through the years, you learn something new every year and what you're going to add to your armory, if you like, of skills as a coach. And she's a fantastic technical coach, one of the best coaches I've been coached by. And yeah, she definitely is just getting better year on year. But I imagine that after, you know, this initial signing period, she's probably going to need to go on a wee holiday, because I don't know how she does it all.
The good thing is the end of season celebrations at Surrey Sports Park, limited tickets available at surreystormnetball.co.uk. And with a bit of luck, we might even end up sitting on your table.
Are you coming, alone. Are you?
I'm hoping to.
Getting your handbags and your glad rags on. I love it. Yes, well, maybe you will be at our table, in which case we could run another podcast with a glass of wine. But yeah, I'm actually really excited. I think it's going to be one of the first times that they're running a big event like that at SSP for netball. So I am super excited. I know that Sam Lane, our media tech, is working really, really hard behind the scenes, getting lots of videos put together for it. And he's been doing lots of things through the year, capturing different things. So I'm super excited to see it all put out and see what SSP looks like, and to turn up in my fancy dress and not my shorts and t-shirt for once would be quite nice.
Make a change, yeah.
Yeah.
From a player's point of view then, are you allowed to choose awards?
I don't know. Usually there's like a coach's player, a fan's player and a player's player. So we all voted a few weeks ago for our player's player in training. You know, we give a piece of paper to Mickey with the name on it. So that's all been done. And beyond that, I assume it's the other two are in the fans' hands and the coaches' hands. So yeah, we've all put our votes in. We definitely have control over that, and we can vote for somebody that we think's worked really hard this year. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But I think it'll just be really good to celebrate what has been ultimately a really successful season for Storm. You know, it's a season of, like, first last year, we never won two games in a row, whereas this year, I think we won three or four at one stage. So there's lots to celebrate, and I think it'll just be really good to get together as a group and, you know, finish off the season on a high.
This weekend, Netball Northern Ireland Challenge, taking part of it? isn't it?
Yeah, I'm actually flying back and forward. So I'm going to training and then flying over the ball and flying back. So I'll be representing Northern Ireland this weekend against the men's teams, which I think is super exciting because we've been working so hard behind the scenes in terms of just lots of court training just with Northern Ireland. So it'll be really good to actually put out a team against a completely different opposition, try some of the stuff we've been working on and see how it goes. And it'll give us a bit of a baseline of, okay, so the next few weeks, the rest of June, this is what we really need to focus on, you know, be it attack, defense, center pass, whatever. So yeah, I'm actually really excited to get back over and get going with the girls. I've had a week off, so I'm like itching to get going again.
Yeah, the games are going to be against Knights, Titans, Spartans as well. So what kind of, I suppose, difference or are the changes against playing men's teams that give you?
Yeah, there is always a difference because they're stronger physically and faster physically. So quite often they'll come flying through in defense, they'll come flying through on ball that you wouldn't necessarily expect like a women's team to come through on. But a lot of the African teams also play like that. You know, they have like this great innate ability to just fly on ball. We see it with Felicitas all the time. And we have a couple of the African teams playing against us in Commonwealth Games group stages. So I think it's really important that it gives us a chance to play against just a slightly different style and a stronger style. You know, we don't actually have that many tall athletes at home to play against. So for example, Jenna, you know, having a big tall goalkeeper marking her, or our goalkeepers marking, you know, big tall shooters is something that we don't have easy access to in Northern Ireland all the time. So they bring all of those things in one big go. So we're bringing all three over and letting them go for it. I think Elaine put out the message hoping that one or two would reply and all the men's team said, yeah, we'll be there. Yeah. So yeah, it's just super to see the men's teams supporting us as well, you know, so it'll be a good weekend.
With my Storm hat on, thank you for the season. Really enjoyable. And with every other podcast and this one, Com Games, obviously exciting time. 28th yeah. of July. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm turning 21 on the 29th of July.
Honest? Good. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there. I can't wait.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.